Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Bandar Seri Begawan on first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. Inaugurates new chancery of the High Commission of India in Brunei. President Draupadi Murmu says country's progress cannot be fully realized without women's socio-economic development. Government approves proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defense preparedness. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division. West Bengal Assembly passes Aparijita Women and Child Bill with provision of harshest punishment for crime of rape and sexual harassment. And in Paris Paralympics, Mariappan Thangavelu, Sharad Kumar and Shailesh Kumar to compete in men's high jump T63 final round tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei this evening. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. In a video message posted on social media platform X, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Nandhi Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Brunei Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah on the way forward for the bilateral relationship tomorrow.
The Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, has arrived in Bandar Seri Begawan, the capital of Brunei. This historic visit is special for two reasons. One, this is the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to this country. And second, this year happens to be the 40th year of the establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Brunei. At the airport today, Prime Minister was received by the Crown Prince and thereafter accorded ceremonial welcome. When he arrived at the hotel, the vibrant Indian community was there to cheer him, welcome him and greet him. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will hold talks with His Majesty the Sultan on the way forward for India-Brunei relationship.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Modi lit a lamp and unveiled a plaque at the new chancery. The chancery complex embodies a sense of Indianness and masterfully integrates traditional motifs and lush tree plantations. The use of elegant claddings and durable kota stones further enhances its aesthetic appeal. Prime Minister interacted with the Indian community members who were present at the inauguration. He appreciated their contribution as a living bridge between the two countries and strengthening bilateral ties. The first phase of Indians arriving in Brunei started with the discovery of oil in the 1920s. Currently, around 14,000 Indians are residing in the country. Mr. Modi also visited the Omar Ali Saifuddin Mosque in Brunei. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that the country's progress cannot be fully realized without women's socio-economic and educational development. Speaking at the centenary celebrations of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai this evening, the President emphasized the need to change the way women are viewed. She pointed out that women constitute half of India's population and added that their active participation in various spheres was needed to take the country forward.
भारत के आधा आबादी महिलाएं हैं। महिलाओं के विकास बिना, महिलाओं के आर्थिक, सामाजिक या शैक्षणिक विकास बिना देश का विकास शायद जितना होना चाहिए ऐसे नहीं हो पाएगा। इसीलिए इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ना, उनको सहयोग करना, महिलाओं को देखने की दृष्टि, समझने की दृष्टि कहीं कहीं थोड़ा कम दिखाई देता है। उसको सुधारने का, उसको समझने का, संशोधन करने का हम सबका कर्तव्य, हम सबका दायित्व है। मुझे लगता है महिलाएं जो कुछ झेल रहे हैं आगे चलकर शायद ये नहीं होगा।
President Murmu said the formation of the Bombay Legislative Council was the result of the effort of our great freedom fighters. She further said Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar was a member of the Bombay Legislative Council. Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said the government is committed to creating a conducive environment for employment generation and economic growth. While chairing an introductory meeting on the Employment-Linked Incentive ELI scheme with representatives from employers' organizations in New Delhi today, Dr. Mandavia said employment generation is a top priority for the government. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defense preparedness. The Defense Acquisition Council DAC, under the chairmanship of Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave a nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defense fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol, and offshore patrol vessels. More from our correspondent.
Future-ready combat vehicle will modernize the tank fleet of the Indian Army to effectively deal with the emerging threat in varied terrain. It is designed to be in service for the next 35 to 45 years, equipped with next-generation operational capabilities and automation. Air Defense Fire Control Radar is able to detect and track aerial target and provide firing solutions. The procurement of Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol vessel and offshore patrol vessel will enhance the capability of Indian Coast Guard to carry out surveillance, patrolling, search, rescue and disaster relief operations. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast for financial year 2024-25 to 7%, up from an earlier projection of 6.6%. The International Financial Institution stated that the country's economic growth will remain strong over the medium term, driven by key factors such as private consumption and investment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today in the border area of Dantewada and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. The encounter took place when security forces started search operation after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the area. More from our correspondent.
A joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard was sent on a search operation in the area near Endri village. During this operation, an encounter took place between the security forces and the Maoists this morning near the hills of Baladila. Bodies of 9 Maoists have been recovered from the spot. Apart from this, a self-loading rifle as well as 2 other rifles have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on. Meanwhile, in the Bijapur district of the state, the police have arrested 13 Maoists from various places during last 24 hours. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The West Bengal Assembly passed the Aparajita Women and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with a voice vote today. During the discussion in the House, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said that provision of capital punishment has been provided in the bill. She also said provision of harshest punishment has been provided in the bill for the crime of rape and sexual harassment. The bill was tabled in the wake of the alleged rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.J. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata in August. The bill is now required to be passed by the governor of the state and then it will be sent to the president. Former principal of R.J. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, has been suspended today. The West Bengal Health and Family Welfare Department issued his suspension order this evening. Earlier in the day, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh and 3 others were remanded to CBI custody till the 10th of September. They were arrested by the CBI last night in the corruption case related to alleged financial irregularities in the institution. BJP nominee Rajiv Bhattacharji today won the lone Rajya Sabha seat in Tripura by a margin of 37 votes. Returning officer of Rajya Sabha's Log said that Rajiv Bhattacharji, the winning candidate, secured 47 votes. Sudhan Das of the CPIM got 10 votes. Jharkhand BJP has announced 1 lakh ex-gratia to family members of victims who died during physical test for excise constable post in Jharkhand due to excessive heat. 12 aspirants had died during their running test. Jharkhand BJP Assembly Election Co-in-Charge and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that the BJP will urge the National Human Rights Commission to probe into the deaths of aspirants who appeared in the physical tests. The Andhra Pradesh government has launched an extensive relief operation in response to the devastating floods that have affected the region for the past 3 days. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is continuously overseeing the relief and rescue operations.
Andhra Pradesh government has stepped up the large-scale relief operation in response to the devastating floods. Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu is closely monitoring the situation. 6 helicopters and 30 drones are being used to deliver essential supplies. A dedicated team of 32 IAS officers is working tirelessly to transport food supplies. In a heartfelt appeal, Mr. Naidu encouraged everyone to support flood victims and participate in the crisis response. A special donation collection point has been set up at the Indira Gandhi Municipal Stadium in Vijayawada for those who wish to contribute food supplies. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu participated in a review meeting on the flood situation in Vijayawada and inspected the use of drones in the relief operations. Allu Murali, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the flood-affected Khammam district. He also visited the families of those who lost their kin in rain-related incidents. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and very heavy rainfall in West Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Kerala, Mahe and West Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. At least 129 prisoners were killed and 59 others injured in an escape attempt at the Makala Central Prison, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. DRC's Interior Minister Shabani Luko said today the 24 inmates were shot dead by warning shots and others by shoving or suffocation as they tried to leave the overcrowded Makala prison in the capital city of Kinshasa in the wee hours of yesterday. At the Paralympics in Paris, Indian players are eyeing their chances in various events, including archery and athletics tonight. In athletics, India's Mariappan Thangavelu, Sharad Kumar and Shailesh Kumar will be in action in the final of men's high jump T63 event. In the final of men's javelin throw F46 event, Ajit Singh, Rinku and Sundar Singh Gurjar will be in contention for medals. Deepti Jinanji will feature in the final of women's 400-meter T20 event. In archery, Pooja will feature in the quarterfinals of women's recurve event. In shooting, Avni Lekhra finished at the 5th position in the final of women's 50-meter rifle 3-position event. Earlier, Avni had created history by becoming the first-ever Indian athlete to win back-to-back individual gold medals at the Paralympics. Currently, India is at the 15th spot in the medals tally with 15 medals, including 3 gold so far. Meanwhile, talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Indian shuttler Suhas L. Yathiraj, who clinched the silver medal in the men's singles event at the Paralympic Games, expressed joy over his achievement.
Paris Paralympic में silver medal प्राप्त करके मैं बहुत खुश हूँ. पिछले कुछ दिनों से इसके लिए काफी तैयारियां की थी, फिटनेस पर काफी ध्यान दिया था और देश के लिए यहाँ से हम सिल्वर मेडल लेके आ रहे हैं. मैं यंगस्टर्स को यही कहना चाहता हूँ, आपका जो भी पैशन हो उसको पैशनेटली पूरी शिद्दत के साथ परस्यू करिएगा. कभी हार कभी जीत लगी रहती है जिंदगी में. आई विश यू ऑल द बेस्ट एंड आपके माध्यम से मैं जितने भी देशवासी हैं उन्होंने पिछले दिनों से बहुत सपोर्ट किया था हमें, तो उनको भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ. थैंक यू.
Suhas Yathiraj had bagged his first Paralympic silver in the Tokyo Paralympics. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Bandar Seri Begawan on first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. Inaugurates new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Brunei. President Draupadi Murmu says country's progress cannot be fully realized without women's socio-economic development. Government approves proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defense preparedness. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division. West Bengal Assembly passes Aparajita Women and Child Bill with provision of harshest punishment for crime of rape and sexual harassment. And in Paris Paralympics, Mariappan Thangavelu, Sharad Kumar, Shailesh Kumar to compete in men's high jump T63 final round tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.